Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan, and in this episode, we're going to discuss The Amazing Race, Season 36, Episode 3.
Whee!
This episode starts in Guadalupe, Colombia, which is in South America. It's the first time The Amazing Race has ever been there. And the team's first challenge is to climb up more than 60 stories of stairs built into the side of this huge rock called El Peñón de Guadalupe. That's where they're going to find their first clue, is up all these stairs so high up. It is insane. We also had our episode predictions last episode.
Yes.
Where I believe it was light pink, fuchsia / hot pink. I don't know which one you guys want to call it. Or the gray team. And Jeanette was the winner. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding to me.
Spoiler alert. The gray team was eliminated.
Aww. We're going to get into that.
This episode, the both of us were screaming at the TV. Screaming.
Yes. I believe I warned you and or Kirsten, be prepared to scream and or throw things at your TV, because this one was a doozy.
Yes, ma'am.
We had our predictions, and we were also keeping track of what challenges we feel might be meant for a specific team. And this time I chose one team, but Megan chose another one. So I felt like the cooking challenge was meant for the boyfriends, because one of them is a chef and he does catering, and they killed that challenge. But Megan had another great observation.
At first, I also thought it was for the teal team, the boyfriends, because like you said, catering, chef, they blew through it, presentation, he knows all about that. But then I started thinking about it, because there's no way they're going to have two challenges in a row catered to one team, right? Because the face painting was for the boyfriends.
Yeah.
So I believe that this challenge was actually for the dark green team, the pilots. Mm-hmm. Because one of them is from this country. Not only is he from this country, he's from this city that they are doing this challenge in. And this specific meal that they are cooking is something that he said, I cook at home all the time for my wife, for my kids. Like, I know how to do this. I got this. And he too also blew through that challenge. So that's why I think that this one was meant for him. In his country, in his hometown.
Yes, yes. I think you're totally right. I'm so glad you picked up on that, because that somehow went whoop right over my head, like a little dum-dum. So yeah, Megan, yeah, you're getting good at this.
Ever since you said something, I was like, I really want to keep an eye out for this now, because I'd never even put that together. But now I'm excited. Now I'm waiting to see who's this meant for.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Megan, when you see opening shot, there's that big freaking rock in the background with all those stairs. I was like, I don't even have to listen to them read the clue. They're going up these stairs.
You knew exactly what was coming up.
Yes, they're going up these stairs. And I just want to ask you, because we keep putting ourselves in the race, like as if we're racing. Megan, if you had to climb those stairs, would this begin your meltdown? Would you have a meltdown over these stairs?
Yeah, probably. To comprehend how tall, how huge this rock is, and to look at it, instant overwhelm. I'd have you, and you'd be like, we can do this. There's also handrails. So at a point that your legs are giving up, maybe you could just hold onto the handrail and like hoist yourself up with your arms. You know what I mean? Like really use that upper body strength when your legs just give out.
Okay, I have a question. You work in a skyscraper, basically. What floor are you on?
I'm on the 25th floor.
Oh, shit, girl. Imagine having to climb three times that, basically.
Yeah, I take an elevator and I complain about how long the elevator takes. Okay.
How tall is that building? How many floors are on your building?
I believe there are 45 floors, but I could be wrong. We have different elevators that take you to different levels of floors, and I don't ever go to the highest. I have no business up there. There is one floor that needs a special security code that like when you get in and you press button 37, then you have to press button 35, 38, 26, 34. And then it's like, boop, we'll take you to this level. That's where I want to go.
Ooh, that sounds so MIB, right?
Yeah. One time I missed my floor just to go see what was up there. I pretended like I was going up there with everybody else. They all got out of the elevator and they looked at me and I was like, I'm going down.
Please don't shoot me. Well, Megan, I just wanted you to think about next time you go to your building, climbing to the top of the stairs.
I wonder if
you know, just to train.
They would have to have stairs, right? They have to have stairs.
Yeah, they have to have stairs.
Maybe I'll take a trip up the stairs, show up to work a whole hour early.
I know that's not happening just from you saying you're going to show up to work early. Burn.
You know how I like to be late. Speaking of the stairs, they were really steep. Did you see like how thin they were? Like they were slivers of stairs and they're really steep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would trip me out. How many breaks do you think you would have to take to get up all these stairs?
Girl, I hate stairs. I hate them. I had a townhouse with stairs and I would be out of breath just going up my stairs to the townhouse. But what's weird to me is I used to go to Planet Fitness and I used to get on that stair climber and I could do the stair climber for 45 minutes straight. No stopping, just stair climbing my little buns off. And I feel like it's so weird to me that stair climbers, like the electronic stair climbers and real stairs feel so different. Real stairs are so much harder.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'd probably have to take a lot of breaks. I don't know why I don't need breaks on a stair climber, but I need breaks on regular stairs.
Also, you have to account for the elevation too. Like it gets harder to breathe.
True. True. There ain't no air up there.
There ain't no air up there.
But I don't know. Maybe if I found a rhythm, I could just, you know... get up the stairs, make a little song, and oompa doompa up the stairs. We're going up the stairs. This is so much fun. You know, just maybe we could just sing our way up the stairs.
Sounds like a plan. That is our strategy.
So last time we talked about Rod and Leticia, I don't know if it's Leticia or Leticia. I think I heard Phil say Leticia. So I don't know if we've been saying it wrong. Sorry, we're trying our best. But anyways, she was saying last time that she was afraid she was going to slow him down. And do you think Leticia was slowing Rod down this leg?
A little bit.
Like on the stairs?
Yeah, I think that... after you've done so many legs, you're bound to get hit with one that just kills you. They powered through. They got to the top.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. But yeah, a little bit. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm starting to see her slow them down a little. Because I believe the boyfriends passed them. And somebody else passed them going up the stairs. And he was like, come on, girl, let's go. And she was a few stairs behind him. So that's when I started to notice her slowing him down a little bit. We also saw that in the beginning of the episode, the blue team, the firefighter girls, one of the girls' granny died. She got a call that her grandma died that morning or the night before. And I just wanted to know if your grandma died, would you keep racing? Because she decided to keep racing.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it now. You know, like, what are you going home for? I know that sounds so cold, but you have a teammate who is relying on you. And you just, I don't know. I'm not close to either of my grandmas, or never was. So, like, right. Yeah, I wouldn't leave. I'd keep going. I did feel really bad for her. I do have a question, though. If you're not allowed to have your cell phone and you're not allowed to talk to the outside world, how does she know that information? How does she get that call? Who calls? How does it get through?
They said it was an emergency call, so maybe there was a way for someone to notify the producers. Yeah, I do remember her saying in the beginning that she was struggling because her grandma was sick. I think she said that on day one. So maybe they kind of knew it was any day coming now for her grandma. So they gave them some sort of emergency contact on production or something.
Okay. I really did. I think I teared up a few times, and this is pretty fast forward, but even during the picking challenge in the end where they're picking the coffee mm-hmm. beans, she was like, I want to do this. Like, I feel like this is meant for me, because she was talking about like how her grandma taught her all this stuff. And I just thought it was really sweet, because she said yeah. that unexpectedly this leg of the race, like everything reminded her of her grandma.
Aww.
So, my eyes are tearing up now. But no, she's got to keep going. She's got to keep going.
Yeah, I feel like that's what grandma would want. You know, go out there, live your life, explore the world.
For sure. What a baby.
Dry your eyes. Pull yourself together. God. Who are you, light blue? Let's just get into this debacle. Okay, Megan, so the challenges in this leg were to either cook a Colombian meat specialty or to load up a Willy with lots of stuff. Which one would you choose and why?
I would choose the cooking challenge, because I like to cook. I know how to cook stuff. To be honest, I don't know how to cook anything that they were serving besides the rice.
Right.
But I don't want to stack stuff. That sounds physical. I don't want to do that.
Especially after climbing all of those stairs.
Exactly. Come on, let's just make some food real quick.
Yeah.
And it's so disappointing that they didn't get to take their plates with them and eat as they're going, you know? Carb load, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, you need some energy.
Which would you choose out of cooking or Willy's?
I would probably see Jeep or Willy Jeep and want to do that, because I'm obsessed with Jeeps. But again, if I just climbed all of those stairs, I think it would be a better choice to just stand in one spot, reserve your energy, and do some cooking. And I know that you're really good at cooking, so you'd have to, Jesus, take the wheel on this.
Well, you would have to cook the plantains, because I've never cooked plantains. And I feel like would I just have to do it all?
No, I would help. I would be your sous chef.
Okay. And I am not really good with sharing the kitchen. I am kind of a solo chef. So I think I would struggle with us both being in the kitchen, but we would be doing that and serving it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now let's talk about the team, the freaking gray team.
Oh, my boy. Okay. First off, when they left the rock, the staircase rock, they got lost. Don't know how, but they did. Then I noticed that they're just strolling casually, which was really hurting my soul. But then when it really starts to get crazy is when they chose the Willy challenge, which is the one where they had to stack the furniture. They start stacking the furniture and immediately give up. So then they switch to the cooking challenge. Don't even start on the cooking challenge. They literally just showed up and said, this looks too hard, and gave up and switched back to the Willy challenge. Then things started looking a little up, because they're like, oh, okay, we're seeing a pattern. We're starting to stack things up. We can do this. And I'm like, yeah, that's the spirit. But then the one guy had to tie a knot. And apparently that was too hard. And he said he didn't know how to tie a knot. So they switched back to the cooking challenge. Do you think that the gray team was just basically giving up on the entire race at this point when they kept switching challenges?
First of all, They live in Clearwater, Florida. And for people who don't know, Clearwater has a lot of boating. Why don't you know how to tie a knot? And they're surfers. Why don't you know how to tie a knot?
Do they have shoes on? Didn't they know how to tie their shoelaces? That blew my mind.
They're probably wearing Vans slip-ons.
Some Velcro.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you would call it, because when they got to the cooking challenge the first time, they literally didn't attempt anything. Their pans were sitting on the table all stacked up, and they looked at it and was like, we don't know what this meat is. And they supplied everything that you needed. Who cares what the meat is? Just cook it. Cook it. And oh, I was so mad. I was so, so mad at them. If I had a milkshake and I didn't care about my stuff, I would have taken the milkshake and thrown it at the screen. Oh my God. Do you think that they're giving Florida a really bad name? I already know that we have a bad rep, but this? How did you feel when you watched them switch back and forth multiple times? And do you think they're giving us a bad name?
You know, I was rooting for them because they were from Florida, but now I'm regretting that because they're not representing Florida really well. Megan lives in Florida. I lived in Florida for like over 20 years. I know how to tie a rope. We know how to stack furniture. You can cook. Like, we're not dum-dums in Florida. I swear. Huh.
I swear,
you guys.
We could have done so much better.
I really felt like they just gave up at that point and they deserve to go home.
Also, I don't like the fact that they're grown and they don't know how to cook at all. Like, how are you surviving? Do they eat out every day?
McDonald's? I don't know. I have so many questions. I have so many questions about them now.
They really upset me, and I feel like I'm upset right now. My heart rate's back up.
I'm sorry. So, the fuchsia hot pink girls, one of them asked if Columbia has alligators. So, Megan, do you know if Columbia has alligators?
I believe they have crocodiles.
Do they really? I didn't Google this at all. I just wanted to use you as my Google.
I didn't Google it either. I'm just citing off of some brain bank stuff that I watch in nature documentaries. I don't even know if it's true. Sometimes I just be spitting out facts so confidently.
Also, fuchsia team, they kind of left at the same time as the light blue team. Actually, you know what? The light blue team left before them, but their boat stopped working. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So then all of the other teams were catching up to them and starting to pass them while they were just stuck in the water with a broken boat.
Yeah, I do remember that.
But they wound up making it to the dock at the same time as the hot pink fuchsia team. And the fuchsia girls were like, hey, do you want to help? Do you want to work together to get to the next place? And the sun was trying to help, but the mom was saying, don't help them, don't help them. What were your thoughts on that? Would you want to help the girls?
She's like, they could beat us in a foot race. I'm down to help. When there's a bunch of teams still left, I'm down to help a little bit. They don't have to like give them all the answers, or honestly, they could be helpful. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny that the mom and son were on different wavelengths on this.
Yeah.
And I also had the same question for you. Would you want to help them, or would you go with the mom and be like, okay, well, screw y'all?
I would have probably helped the girls, but I do get where the mom is probably worried. Because I feel like she probably knows that she is one of the weakest links in the entire cast at this point.
She really is.
She's older and she's slower, and some of the slower people have already gone. And their boat just broke down. I would start panicking at that point too. If my boat was just sitting there not moving, I would probably be a little freaked out after that. So, I mean, I get that she doesn't want to help people at that point, but I still would have probably helped because I'm a nice girl.
Yeah. So when the blue team's boat did break down, if you were in that situation, how would you feel?
Because
you are helpless pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know if I would jump out of the boat and swim back to shore and grab another boat because they were very patient. I feel like I would have not been.
See, I'd be nervous to jump in the water because I don't know what's in their waters.
It could be crocodiles. We don't know.
It really could be. I don't know what's going on over there. There are some waters in Florida that I don't want to jump into.
True.
We have moccasins. We have all kinds of things.
Yeah. Were you happy to see yellow team help the pink girls with the meat? Because the pink girls are vegetarian and pescatarian, so they've never eaten or cooked meat. So they kind of freaked out there a second when they found out that they had to cook meat. And the yellow team helped them. Did that make your heart happy?
It did. The yellow team, I feel, is so sweet. And I thought it was so cute because I need to learn their names because they're a really good team. The grandma or...
Yeah, the grandparents.
Yeah. She said, they remind us of our children. And whenever they're cooking it, they're like, look, we're doing it. And the yellow team was like, good job. It was so cute. I loved it.
That was a kid moment.
And I'm really glad that they did help because the yellow team has already been in a situation where they've asked for help and they've been denied help. So to see that they're still willing to help other people, knowing how cutthroat this game is really nice.
Yeah.
But the fuchsia team really kind of annoyed me because, all right, Jeannie, if we were to pick a cooking challenge, would you not expect to have meat on the menu? I mean, we're in Colombia. Would you be freaking out that you had to cook meat? Would it be some huge surprise? Because they acted like, oh my goodness, meat. Oh, what? You thought it was that you're going to be roasting corn? What did you think you were going to be doing?
Okay, so I don't eat meat either. But if there was a cooking challenge, I would expect there to be meat because I do realize that most people eat meat. That's pretty standard. I'm the weird one. So yeah, I would expect to cook meat.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because if you act like that on a cooking challenge, I'm going to be so annoyed.
I was on The Amazing Race and I had to eat meat. We're eating meat. Like I don't care. I will do it. Whatever.
We're eating meat for $1 million.
After the cooking challenge or Willy challenge, they moved on to their next one, which was who is feeling picky. That is the roadblock. Megan, which one of us is feeling picky and picking all the beans?
I would hope that you would let me do it.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, you can do it.
I would want to pick the beans.
Cute. I was not expecting you to say that.
Yeah, I feel like it would be therapeutic and I would be good at it and I would like to do it. The only thing that kind of makes me not want to do it, and I didn't even think about this, but one of the players was like, I'm stepping in ants.
Oh, yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, which I'd imagine there would be ants. Why wouldn't there be ants? You know? But that would kind of suck. But I would like to do it.
Okay.
Would you enjoy picking coffee beans? And if we had this challenge, who would you pick? Me or you?
Well, if you wanted to do it, I'd say you. Go for it. But I think I would enjoy picking beans. And I think we are both capable of picking beans. But the reason why I thought you wouldn't want to do this was because I know you're always worried about your old lady knees.
I know.
And it was very steep and slippery, and I just would have assumed that you wouldn't want to do it because of that.
Well, here, okay, how about this? If we were one of the first-ish teams and we didn't have to go so high up, I'll do it. But if we have to go really high up and it's a danger to my knee, you can do it. But I guess you don't know until you get on site, do you?
Right, no.
Why wouldn't you try and fight me over it?
Oh, because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Okay.
Did Light Blue seriously make it through an entire episode without crying?
I think they did. I think they did.
Congratulations. We've been waiting for this moment.
I know that all of this is already filmed, but I would like to think they heard our critique.
Yeah.
So they changed their ways.
Yeah, he pulled himself together.
Yeah, that was cool. How long do you think the Light team was on site for the cherry coffee picking beans? Because she was moving at a snail's pace.
It was too long. People were passing her. This is not a Sunday fun day apple orchard picking with the grandkids. This is amazing race. Pick with a purpose. It just was really annoying to me how slow everyone was picking. It wasn't even just her. I didn't appreciate anybody's picking speed except for Light Pink.
Oh, yeah. When he put the basket and he was using both hands and he ran through that shit.
Yes. He was the only one I appreciated the picking. Everyone else was too slow for me.
Yeah. Why was everybody using one hand?
I don't know. It was annoying.
But especially the mom for the Light Blue team. I'm sorry, but if you already kind of know you're at a disadvantage, why are you not hustling? And her son was like, Mom, you know, like teams are coming after us and they're leaving before us. And she's like, it's not helping that you keep saying that. And I think I could be wrong, but I swear he said 8 teams have come through and passed them.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's not helping. What would help?
It should be helping.
What would help move you along? What would help move you along? Because you are so right. She's like, oh, well, this is therapeutic. This is not therapy. This is a game. Pick with a purpose. She was killing me, dude. She was killing me.
Yeah. If I'm yelling at you that there's 8 other teams passing us, that is your cue to step it up, and that kind of hint you that you could be doing better. You could be doing better.
If you tell me one team passed us, okay. If you tell me 2 teams have passed us, bitch, turbo speed is going. If it wasn't already, turbo speed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Were you impressed with the Light Pink team? Because they made it from basically last place to number 2. They finished as team number 2 at the end of this leg.
Crazy. Yes. His picking skills were pristine. They had a really good leg. And honestly, the coffee picking is what shot them ahead. That is the one thing that got them bloop to the front of the line, because he was putting his basket between his legs and using both hands. And he was picking with a purpose.
And they woke up and they said that they decided that morning that they're not messing around. They're doing it. And I was really impressed.
Yeah.
Very impressed. Were you proud of Michelle and her husband? This is the red team, for getting down that steep cliff, because her husband, I do understand that mental block. I get it. But he was 100% ready to tap out due to being afraid of heights and thinking he was going to tumble to his death.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so proud. Okay. Face your fears. Keep moving. And Doug was saying that would be me. That would be me. He said I would be done at this point too, because he is also afraid of heights. He is definitely afraid.
I would be terrified. I would be terrified.
He said that he gets paralyzed. Is that what happens to you? You just freeze?
Yeah. It's like And it kind of feels like if you take one step or you move 1 millimeter closer, the ground below you is going to break and you're going to just fall to your death. Like it is, that's why I'm like, I get this mental block, but I feel like Michelle was so good at, she did not talk shit to him. She was like, you can do this one step at a time. Look, there's stairs. Like you have this. She was like motivating him to like push forward, and he did.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Good job. Yeah. So I'm not afraid of heights, and I don't have a lot of compassion, I guess, because I told Doug that if that was him, he would have two options. He could go down on his own, go down the hill on his own, or he could get pushed, because I would just push him down.
I would like to think you wouldn't do that to me, because I feel like you wear, you put little, your little kid gloves on with me. I think at a certain point you'd be like, all right, then you'd get frustrated and be like, all right, bitch, I'm going without you because we're losing time. And then I swear to God, if you told me you were leaving without me, I'd be like, no, hold on.
No, I would probably be nice. I guess I would probably be nice.
You know how I'd be crying.
Like, get on your butt and scoot down on your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's been places where Doug and I will go up mountains and there'll be like a lookout, you know, and he can't get close to the edge. He spreads his legs really wide. And then if he gets too close, he'll drop to the ground. And it's so funny to me.
You got to get your power stance.
I'm the complete opposite. I will go to the edge. I will walk along the top of the railing. Like heights are not a thing for me.
It also makes me dizzy. I start to get dizzy.
Ugh, that's so crazy. All right. Well, you know, you got to balance each other out. So when I zig, you zag. When I yang, you yang.
Were you surprised that the gray team went home? And who do you think will be next?
Let's see. No, I was not surprised at all. My prediction was right, not to brag or anything, but this is 2 for 2 for me, and they did horrible. They were so embarrassing. The can't tie a rope thing just really solidified them going home. You know, on episode 1, when that purple team couldn't make a U-turn?
Right.
That solidified it in your mind?
Yes.
The not tying a rope, that was the moment I was like, you know what? They're literally giving up. And if you give up over and over, they literally gave up over and over.
4 times.
Yeah, you're just done. You don't even deserve to be there at that point if you're just going to keep giving up over stupid stuff. But my prediction for next time, I think it's either going to be the light blue team, the mom and son, or I don't want to say this, but I still, the hot pink girls, they're on my list too.
Those are my 2 predictions as well. Light blue. Yeah. Light blue wasn't on my radar last week. But this week they're back there. They made it back. Light blue.
It was the bean picking.
God, the bean picking. His mom is going to... Okay, so the son's irritating and I like the mom, but it's going to be the mom that holds the son back in being able to win this. I'm so sorry to say that, but it is.
Yeah. Okay, so they did do a preview of where they're going next. It was a really quick blip. I think they showed the pink team crying and it looked like they were going paragliding.
Yes.
Megan, does paragliding look fun to you?
No. It looks hard.
All you have to do is sit and glide.
But you're up high.
So does that mean you don't want to go paragliding?
No. I don't, but I will if I have to for $1 million. Like
this spirit.
Yeah, that really would be my motivation through the whole thing. Like, for $1 million, I would pretty much almost do anything, I think.
Yeah, exact.
And paragliding, I mean, I'm sure once you're doing it, that fear is going to leave you.
Yeah, and just take in the views.
Yeah, I know you'd want to do it.
Yeah, put me on that paraglide. Well, I think that's it for this episode. It was a pretty good episode. I'm looking forward to the next one.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward. And I can't wait to report on episode 4.
Quattro! All right, guys. Well, stay tuned. We will definitely be recording some more Amazing Race. This is honestly my favorite show at this point, at this moment. So, yeah. Definitely going to be doing weekly Amazing Race recaps. So be sure to subscribe.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Instagram, j.a.m.session.
Okay, guys, bye.
Bye.